Okay, so we started with this discussion of band theory, and now we're looking at electron waves that are moving through a crystal. So when we just had free electrons, there was a relationship between the energy and K, and there was this parabolic relationship like this. So if we knew the wave vector, so that tells us the wavelength and the direction that the electron wave is moving, we could calculate the energy. And now when the electron waves move through a crystal, the same dispersion relationship is plotted like this. And we see here for long wavelengths something that looks like a parabola. But then as it gets close to a Brillouin zone boundary, it bends over and hits the boundary at 90 degrees. So the electron waves are diffracting. It's the same diffraction condition as for light and sound. They all diffract at the same places on these Brillouin zone boundaries. And this particular band structure diagram is for silicon, and silicon has the property that it has a band gap in it. So these are the allowed states, and there's a range of energies in here where above this energy there are no states for a while. There just are no energy states for electrons until higher up. And that means that if we were to have a crystal of silicon and we were to shoot electrons with those energies at the crystal, they would get reflected back out. So it will reflect electrons like it was possible to make a reflector for light from a periodic structure. Crystals will reflect electrons out at certain energies. So this is then an electronic band gap instead of a photonic band gap. These symbols here at the bottom, this axis is K, and these are just going in different directions in K space. So silicon has got a Bradley lattice that's FCC. I've drawn the first Brillouin zone for FCC over here. And so this part of the plot corresponds from going from K equals 0 at the gamma point out in the 100 direction towards X. And this direction is in the 111 direction going from gamma out towards L. And then for a certain K value, there are different energies that the electrons could have at that K.